720 WGN. You know, in Chicago, you can find anything for anyone. I love that there's a club for Parkinson's patients. Here to tell us more about it is a 46-year-old Parkinson's patient. It is Chris Dell. Chris, thanks for coming on tonight. How are you?
I'm doing great, Pete. How are you tonight?
So, Chris, you're an Ironman, is that right?
Yes, I've done 7 full-distance Ironman triathlons over the last 6 or 7 years.
I work out on a regular basis, but remind me what an Ironman is.
All right, so it's a 2.4-mile swim, then a 112-mile bike, followed by a marathon, so a 26.2-mile run.
I mean, wait a second. Say that one more time, because I could never do this.
Well, you know, it's like anything, Pete. You know, if you commit to a goal and you build a plan and execute on that plan, you'd be surprised what you can do. But to summarize it one more time, it's a total distance of 140.6 miles broken into a 2.4-mile swim, 112-mile bike, and then the marathon of 26.2 miles.
That's unbelievable.
You have 17 hours to finish it, yeah. Yeah, it's quite an endeavor for anyone, but it's a whole other level of a challenge when you're faced with a neurological disorder, disease such as Parkinson's, which limits your mobility and has a lot of muscular challenges for the most patients who have the disease.
Well, Chris, that's why we wanted to have you on the show, to tell your story and to motivate and inspire other people. So you're training for your 4th Ironman, and you had some issues. Can you tell us the warning signs and when you were first diagnosed with Parkinson's?
Yeah, so this was 2015 when I was training for my 4th Ironman, and I set a lofty goal to beat my personal record by 51 minutes. My personal best had been 13 hours and 51 minutes. I wanted to get out of the teens and drop below the 13-hour mark into the 12-plus range. And I knew that I didn't know enough on my own to get this job done. I knew I needed some support. So I went out and I found and hired a professional Ironman coach.
Okay.
And we got together and did a couple of workouts. And inside of the first run workout, inside of literally 10 yards, Pete, he stopped me and said, "What's wrong with your leg?" And I was kind of dodging his question, but he wouldn't let me off the hook. He was peppering me. He said,
"Really?
Are you injured? Are you recovering from an injury? Are you tight? Are you sore? What's going on with that right leg? Why don't you have the full range of motion?" And he ultimately forced me to face the reality and admit that I was having mobility issues, not just with my right leg, but the entire right side of my body.
Well, did you know, Chris, before you hired this coach that something was going on with your body, or you thought, I'm getting older?
That's an astute observation on your part. I knew something was wrong, but to be honest, Pete, I was too afraid to face it, and I just kind of, you know, pushed it away in the back corner of my mind and just kept plugging and chugging and doing my thing. And it took my coach to call me out for me to, and he said, "Hey, you're a young guy." At that point, I was 42. And he said, "There's something not right. You really need to see a neurologist." So I reached out to a family friend in the medical field, and he recommended I go see Dr. Danny Vega of Northwestern Medical. And, I went there, and I got to tell you, Pete, when you're sitting in the waiting room of a neurologist's lobby, your mind wanders to some pretty scary places. You think about ALS. Think about brain tumors.
Right.
And after a series of tests, thankfully it wasn't any of those, it was in fact Parkinson's. And so what Danny, Dr. Vega, what he went on to tell me was, there's no cure for the disease, there's no medication that will stop or slow the progression of the disease. The only thing that's been clinically proven to mitigate the severity of the symptoms is rigorous daily exercise. So Chris, do you think you could work out an hour or so every day?
Oh, wow.
I just kind of laughed, and it brought on my first smile, and as I mentioned, a laugh, and I said, "Yes, I'm training for my 4th Ironman, and I'm going to get my best time despite this diagnosis." So my doctor and my coach collaborated and retooled my training program, and together with the help of Coach Scott and Dr. Danny Vega, we built a program that I executed upon for literally 8 months, and then come race day, I gave it my best, but I did not beat my time by 51 minutes. I actually beat it by an hour and 10.
What? You're kidding me. Oh, my gosh. You're kidding.
Yeah, true story. It's a message that I like to share with people, because you know, despite having this disease, I didn't let it stop me. I researched, I empowered myself with knowledge and information, and a team of resources that included, you know, Northwestern Medical, included
right.
my Ironman coach, included physical therapy folks, and together, you know, they built the program. I went out and executed, and it's, you know, I'm a firm believer that if you pursue your passions and you dream big, and most importantly, if you build a plan and execute on that plan, you can do almost anything in this world. And so that's the message I want to take forward, and why I created the Parkinson's Run Club, because you don't have to go out and do an Ironman to beat Parkinson's, but you do have to do one thing in order to beat Parkinson's. And I've actually created this mantra that I've been instilling in people in the Parkinson's community, and it is simply this: beat Parkinson's. And BEAT is an acronym which stands for Be Extremely Active Today. Because
wow.
the most important thing with battling Parkinson's is staying active and having retaining your range of motion and flexibility as best as possible by
sure.
being active.
Right.
And so, you know, it can apply to a lot of things. It's not just being physically active, it's being socially and mentally active. And you know, I'm a firm believer in that you have today, and today is the most precious thing, regardless of what challenges you have, whether it's Parkinson's, whether it's cancer, whether it's, you know, any disorder or mental, physical challenge that, you know, everyone has something. In the Parkinson's community, we have to stay active, and that's our best medicine. If you worry too much about what you once were able to do in the past when
yep.
you were, you know, pre-diagnosis, you know, you might not ever get out of bed and say, woe is me, and that's no good. That's not healthy. And the other extreme, if you worry too much about what the future will bring, then you may not, you know, act upon what you need to get done today. My emphasis to everyone, I think it applies to all walks of life. Be extremely active today, and you will give yourself the best chance for tomorrow.
Chris, I mean, you are an inspiration. We're talking to Chris Dell. He is a Parkinson's patient. He started the Parkinson's Patients Running Club. How often do you guys run? Do you run once a week, twice a week, a few times a week? How often do you run? And for people listening right now, do they have to be a Parkinson's patient? Maybe there's someone that has cancer that's listening right now or just wants to get involved. How can they get involved, and where do you do it?
Yeah, great question. So let me take the last one first and work backwards from there. So everyone is welcome. We identify as a Parkinson's run group to start, but we've already had other folks come up. You know, regular friends and family, able-bodied folks. If anyone is battling other diseases that, you know, they just want to get out and be social and get out and get some exercise with our group, we will welcome everyone. And so we meet three times a week. We meet Monday nights, and every time it's at the Montrose Track on the Lakefront Trail. So,
sure, yep.
If you go to Google Maps, it's the Lakefront Track at Montrose. And, you know, we do Monday nights, which is usually just a easy jog at the track or around the trail or up the hill. Then Wednesday mornings, we do more of a high-intensity, shorter workout. So that's interval training, where you're just doing, you know, 20-yard, 40-yard, 60-yard sprints, and then you walk for a little. Because, you know, that high-intensity, short-term
yep.
Cadence does a really good job of helping grease your joints and help you move into more fluid motion. And then we do a longer run on Saturday afternoons. And again, it's not, while we started this as a Parkinson's group, anyone is welcome, and I'd be happy to host whomever would be interested in joining
us. Jeez, man. God bless you, brother. And you are married and have children, is that right?
Yeah, so my wife and I have three boys. They're all in high school, two sophomores and a freshman.
Wow. And you're an inspiration to everyone at this radio. I mean, my Michael, my producer, is looking at me and just shaking his head. Like, I can't even, I can't even imagine. I mean, you turn this negative. Here's a guy that you're an Ironman. You were training for your fourth Ironman, and you were diagnosed with Parkinson's, and you turned the negative into a positive, and now you turned it into a group effort where you want to help other people. I mean, it's just amazing to me.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. It's all about building a community and helping people out and just, you know, leading by example. And the example I hope to present to the community and in many ways, most importantly, our kids, is that, you know, when you stay active, when you set a goal and you build a plan to execute towards it, if you do the right things, if you work hard and work smart and empower yourself with information, you give yourself the best chance for the best possible outcome. You're not going to get it right every time. We all have points where we stumble and you know, may not meet the goals that we set forth. But the important thing is the effort and being active and going right out and striving for something and building that community and helping others. So I feel privileged and honored to be the leader of the Run Club group. And again, we welcome anyone who'd be interested in joining and participating in any capacity.
Are you on Instagram? Can I follow you on Insta?
Yeah, I am. It's CD Dell.
CD Dell. I'm going to start following you right now. Chris, really great to have you on the show. I'm thinking maybe a Monday night is for me at 6 p.m. because it's a very moderate run and my body's falling apart. It's not because I have any diseases, because my knees are just giving out. But I would love to run with you guys, and I would love to meet you in person. Thank you so much for coming on the show. And I do want to mention your doctor one more time at Northwestern, Dr. Danny Bega. Is that right?
Yeah, he's fantastic. I wouldn't be where I am today without his guidance and coaching on the neurological front. The whole staff at Northwestern's been great. So, yeah, certainly appreciate what they've been doing for me, without a doubt.
You're the best. Thank you, brother. We'll see each other very, very soon. I appreciate you coming on.
I'd love to see you out at the track, Pete. Thanks so much for having me tonight. I really appreciate it.
All right, it is Chris Dell at 720 WGN.